Well, we can't imagine what they're thinking about their Philadelphia Eagles in Philly, so we thought this would be a good morning to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. The morning show up there is hosted by the Touchdown Brothers. So, Jer, bring up the Touchdown Brothers. Let's see what they're talking about.
No, I just can't remember a time when I've felt worse about this football. I don't even know what to say, man.
Tony, listen, you got to calm down, man.
But they're driving me crazy.
I know.
They just lost to the Dolphins.
I know it.
You know how bad they suck.
Hey, listen. They're going to turn it around, okay? These are the Eagles.
They just lost to a guy who plays quarterback who looks like Chewbacca.
All right. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
I mean,
but listen, they got time to turn it around, okay?
Let me present it to you this way. You're not hearing me right now. I don't know what's wrong with you, but you are not hearing me. They are 5-7. They are a game behind the 6-6 Dallas Cowgirls. How does that happen?
I know it, but you know what? They're better than the Cowgirls, all right?
Well, I don't know if they are or not. This team won a Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they can't even beat the Dolphins.
That's right. Okay, listen. You're listening to the Touchdown Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. I'm trying to calm down Tony Ragu here.
I'm sorry,
Tony,
man.
I just can't take it anymore. Warning.
I've been an Eagles fan since as long as I can remember, since I had like green diapers. And I've never.
What kind of diet did you have?
No, not like in the diaper. The outside of the diaper was green with the Eagles logo on it.
I got it now.
It was a cloth diaper.
Oh, a cloth.
Yeah.
That's right. You're a little older.
Back in the day,
yeah,
cloth
right.
diapers.
Your mama used cloth diapers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, God rest the soul, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to
hear
about that.
That's all right. But, yeah, man, I just, I'm depressed. This is really... The only thing that can cheer me up is the fact that tomorrow's going to be White Elephant Day here on the station. Don't forget, Jimmy is doing middays with Rocky Marcolini and the Sports Turd. And then I'm doing evenings with Schleppy DeFazio and the Sports Princess.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Hey, don't forget mornings we're going to have in here instead of our usual show. You're going to be hearing Marco Generaldi and Pauly Principia. And Lefty Two Shoes Cannoli is going to be here along with Nikki Granville. So that'll be a good show.
Yeah. That's kind of a, just kind of switching it up a little bit. Okay, well, let's do this then. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay, the 5-7, they got 4 games left. That's just the one thing about it. I mean, you look at the schedule. Let's look at it here. Home against the Giants this week.
That's a win.
The Giants really suck. They're like 2-10.
That's a horrible team.
At Washington.
That's an Eagles win, clearly.
Oh, here's one. Home against Dallas.
That's a definite win.
That's a win.
Definite win.
Hey, actually, the Cowboys, remember, they beat the Eagles 37-10 earlier this year.
Anthony.
Number one, I don't even know if that score's right.
Anthony, and, listen, there are people hired here to be on the air, and then there is you.
Oh.
Okay?
So
that's
that
a different
means,
category.
Mic off.
That's a non-on-air category.
We're trying to do
category.
A sports show here, okay?
I'm just trying to help you show.
You're throwing out facts that aren't even right. So shut up!
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's hear from the people.
Last game's against the Giants, so
that's a win. That's a win as well. Yeah,
so they go to 9-7, and they make the playoffs under that scenario.
Let's go to the phones. We will start off with Sal in South Philly. Sal, you're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
How are you two guys doing this morning?
Pretty good.
We can't beat the Dolphins?
Apparently not.
They didn't even have Zonkas or Greasies or Marinos.
Guys are long gone. They suck.
I'm so sad, and I'm so mad this morning. I've always told you guys that Peterson's is overrated. He's no Dick Vermeil.
Sal has said that before, but he has won a Super Bowl, you know. Vermeil never won a Super Bowl here.
Cowgirls!
I know.
How can we not catch the Cowgirls?
I don't know. They still got a chance. They still got one game against them.
Making me so mad and so sad. And so is what's happening in my personal lives.
Oh, no. What's going on there, Sal?
Uh-oh.
As you guys probably heard, because it was in all the tabloids here in towns, my weddings was called off.
Sal. Wait,
what
I thought was going to be what your happened? Best Menses.
No. My mother got in the ways. My mother grounded me the day of the wedding.
Oh, that's a tough one. How can you get grounded? You get close to 40.
I'm 34 years old.
Yeah, that's she needs to be ripped.
She needs a brush back, bitch.
I live in my mother's basement, so I guess she has some territorial right or whatever. Yeah,
that's your basement. Yeah, that's
you're
kind of
squatting
basement.
There, but it's your basement.
I said you can't ground me on the days of my wedding.
That's right.
You know why she grounded me?
Why did she ground you? This is what I want to know. I want to ask the question of why.
Hey, I appreciate you asking that. All I said to her when she got mad at me for playing my video games too late, I said, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Whoa, that's a great
that's
one.
A zinger.
That is
that's
a great
I thought. I thought I was showing her that I was all grown up and she ends up grounding me.
Ah, man, what a terrible call.
Damn, that's grown up.
Terrible call.
Anyways, do the Cowboys suck or what?
Sal bringing it right there. All right. Coming up next on the Touchdown Brothers, we're joined by a guy who's written a new book about the artwork at the new Cowboys Stadium and how much it sucks. Noted art historian Justin Montemayor. Coming up next. Here, right here on Touchdown Brothers.
There they are, the Touchdown Brothers. 8:47 on the ticket.